Tefillah for Life, Shir 821, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Shlach. The next words in Oisches, in Ashrei, Chanun v'rachum Hashem, Erech Apayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom extends his anger. Even though, Rachman al-Utslan, a person did an Avera, and he deserves a punishment, and every single Avera brings a punishment, Rachman al-Utslan, unless a person does tshuva, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not mevater on any Avera. And that's the benefit of Erech Apayim. And it's important to understand this. We have to realize that the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes a person, Rachman al-Utslan, for an Avera is not because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is angry and he's lashing out, Chas v'Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a meitiv. He's a toiv umeitiv on a much higher level than we can imagine. However, an Avera is an existence that has to be removed. If a person has an Avera, Rachman al-Utslan, it's like a person that has Yena Machla. It has to be taken out. And a person can remove it through tshuva, or Rachman al-Utslan, the Rabbeinu Shalom can push it out through Yisurim, through difficulty, through pain, through challenges. This is what Erech Apayim means. And we have to internalize it when we say these words. Realize that unfortunately we have many averas that we do. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is an Erech Apayim. He extends his anger. He doesn't punish right away. He allows us to do tshuva. He allows us to go through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He allows us to do tshuva in general. A person should do tshuva every day of the year whenever he has an opportunity. Erech Apayim means the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't allow the Avera to hurt us, Chas v'Shalom, or to even bring pain, Chas v'Shalom, or even worse, to be left lost and loving, to be left for Gehenim, Chas v'Shalom, that would be the worst. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is ma'arich af, the Rabbeinu Shalom extends his anger and allows us to do tshuva. And when we say these words, we should think about that. We should try to internalize the severity of the Avera and realize the Rabbeinu Shalom's chesed, that even though an Avera is so severe, the Rabbeinu Shalom extends his anger. He doesn't allow the Avera to attack us, and he holds off with the hope, so to speak, that we'll do tshuva. That's the chesed of Erech Apayim. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim actually tell us that part of saying these chasadim, Erech Apayim, Chanan and Rachum, is to try to develop the midah ourselves. When somebody does something to us, do we lash out? Do we respond immediately? Do we allow the person to apologize and to rectify the situation? When we say Erech Apayim, we should internalize the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom and realize that if someone Chas v'Shalom got a punishment, it's not a demonstration that the Rabbeinu Shalom is angry. It's only a demonstration that the Rabbeinu Shalom's Erech Apayim ran out, so to speak. And now it's time for the person to get punished. And Bezer Hashem and the schus that we internalize Erech Apayim will be zeicha to experience Erech Apayim.